Scott with SJWildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 471. Let's talk about the Venezuela takedown and the capture of Maduro. Supposedly 40 people were killed during the raid. Obvious stand down by Venezuela. Maduro captured and his wife kidnapped, I should say. But we're going to talk two scenarios. Scripted PSYOP, or did this really happen and why? I want to lay out both scenarios and you decide, my friends. But first, before we get into it, you have to remember that Maduro, as we've mentioned in previous podcasts, probably 2, 3, 4 ago, that he spoke out, Maduro spoke out against the Gazan genocide. And he also mentioned how the biggest benefactor of drug money are the USA banks. And again, USA runs the drugs. Vietnam, Afghanistan, the Iran-Contra affair, the list goes on and on, creating acid. So if you're buying that, my friends, you are hoodwinked. And what I found interesting is he is being tried in New York by potentially a Noah High judge, a judge that's part of the tribe. Just a headline here, Maduro slams silence in face of Israel's Gaza genocide as moral crime. Keep that in the back of your mind because we're going to talk about the presidential candidate, the opposition candidate to Maduro, who won the Nobel Peace Prize. Totally pro-Zionist, totally pro-Israel. Folks, this is going to be a deep one, so let's dive deep into it. I want to go over two different scenarios. Are we watching big-time wrestling in theater? Something doesn't smell right. It smells like a massive Freemason PSYOP. And the other scenario is this really happened. The first one I want to cover is why this really happened. You decide, my friends. I'm calling this slide the pillaging of Venezuela. And to lay the foundation, the U.S. dollar is completely collapsing. People are losing faith in USA Inc. around the world. 25% of your income taxes goes to pay the interest on the bogus Federal Reserve Bank debt. It's not sustainable. We've always covered that. So is this desperation? When countries become desperate, they take you to war. And also, if you threaten the U.S. dollar, war is coming to you. This isn't about drugs. USA Inc. runs the drugs. Watch the movie Clinton Chronicles, as I always like to say. But Venezuela was selling their oil reserves with China's currency via Russia's equivalent of the SWIFT system. Think the BRICS nations. I heard one expert say, expect China to pull buying and holding our debt. What does that mean for the U.S. dollar? Now, we know Venezuela is loaded with natural resources and oil, the number one country for oil reserves. I've also heard experts say USA Inc. is holding back their numbers as number one in terms of oil reserves, but there's a reason, multiple reasons why they're holding this back, bleed out other countries, and then come in as the globalist power. But I'm going to play a video from a general. They're going after other countries because they need these natural resources to feed the AI beast data centers.
Of course, the countries, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua with Russia relationships. Why this region matters with all of its rich resources and rare earth elements. You've got the lithium triangle, which is needed for technology today. 60% of the world's lithium is in the lithium triangle, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile. You just have the largest oil reserves, light sweet crude discovered off of Guyana over a year ago. You have Venezuela's resources as well with oil, copper, gold. We have the Amazon, lungs of the world. We have the 31% of the world's fresh water in this region too. I mean, it's just off the charts. We have a lot to do. This region matters. It has a lot to do with national security, and we need to step up our game.
And Trump is hinting about other countries next, countries within this hemisphere. Greenland is in the news again. Now, I heard one expert say if war breaks out with Iran, and I think it'll be scripted, because remember, Iran's capital is basically a pyramid with 33 windows. But if war breaks out with Iran, it's a backup oil supply as the Middle East goes up in flames. All of this reminds me of destroying Libya, where Gaddafi was pushing for a gold-backed African currency. He was greening the desert with primary water. The people loved him there. Christians loved him there. He warned about vaccines and the globalist agenda. Taken out. Now, Trump said the U.S. companies, oil companies, will invest billions, but the money will go to the people, and some will go to USA Inc. because of all the damages. What damages? Drugs? USA Inc. runs the drugs. That's not how Wall Street works. This is not socialized oil. I manage $100 and $200 million business units for Fortune 100 companies. When you invest something, you expect a payback. This reminds me of Daniel 11 that I think happened historically, but it foreshadows the Antichrist, of the Antichrist giving spoils to his friends. Read that as homework. It's a characteristic to look for.
So we are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. And it has to be judicious, because that's what we're all about. We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country. And we are ready to stage a second and much larger attack if we need to do so.
President, does the U.S. running the country mean that U.S. troops will be on the ground? How will that work?
Well, you know, they always say boots on the ground. Oh, so we're not afraid of boots on the ground if we have to have. We had boots on the ground last night at a very high level, actually. We're not afraid of it. We don't mind saying it. But we're going to make sure that that country is run properly. We're not doing this in vain. But no, we're going to be taking out a tremendous amount of wealth out of the ground. And that wealth is going to the people of Venezuela and people from outside of Venezuela that used to be in Venezuela. And it goes also to the United States of America in the form of reimbursement for the damages caused us by that country.
And again, we've covered the Nobel Prize winning Venezuela's presidential opposition candidate and her alliance to Israel, the woman of the Book of Revelation, in my humble opinion. But I think what many people have missed is the 10-King Club of Rome map. And Venezuela isn't necessarily part of many of those maps. There's a UN map, there's a Club of Rome map. Some of my listeners think the 10 kings will be European Union. But there's another map. It's called the North American Technate. It's a different version. This is a wild map. Look, Venezuela's right there. So is this the map for part of the 10 kings? And again, I've done multiple Bible studies or studies. Are the 10 kings tech companies? Is that how this is going to play out? Maybe it's a combination of both of them, because tech companies will have all the power with artificial intelligence, with this brain-computer interface that we always talk about, iron mixed with clay, as the days of Noah, as the days of Lot, that we'll dive deep into next. And here's just a slide so you can visualize Venezuela's oil reserves. And again, in the news, they're talking about Greenland being next. You cannot make any of this stuff up. Now, is this just a total psyop? I want to switch gears. Is it because it was too easy? And Maduro seems so happy. Thumbs up. Multiple close changes within a short period of time. Is this a script? Are we watching AI wag the dog? And you have to ask why. Well, it sets up the Club of Rome map, that map I just showed. It sets up false flags that we've been warning about on USA soil. Why? Why would USA Inc., if it's bankrupt, want false flags on USA soil? Because they need an AI surveillance poll in every city. They have to monitor the net. They have to bring in ID 2020. And this plays into the right-left divide for a potential future civil war. Why? Because USA Inc. is bankrupt and they need their surveillance state. the Hegelian dialectic, divide and conquer. It's really that simple. Maduro has been caught, and we've mentioned this before, with his Freemason handshakes. One big club. And again, follow our ministry. Check out some of the old dreams. I think War is a Script and some others that I've done about China invading the United States and allowed to happen. And sure enough, I played a video from a CEO of a company that went on to say he filmed 1,000 Chinese military age men coming across the border, one location, one night. He's like, we're getting invaded. Maybe 3-4 months earlier, I had a dream. USA Inc. is allowing us to be invaded. This is a script. Make no bones about it. USA Inc. runs the Federal Reserve Bank in China that we've mentioned from True News. So are we watching just a huge, massive psyop? Because something did not smell right about this whole thing. Now, one thing that I was thinking about is, are all the leaders beholden to the Rothschilds, to the central bankers? Are they all just banker boys, my friends? And we're watching a script. Here's a headline from Reuters, 2017. Venezuela creditors meet with Rothschild. You see? Almost all the countries in the world basically have central banks that have been reported to be controlled by you-know-who. We've covered this multiple times within this VCast. So are they all just Freemason actors from central casting is the major question.
I was like central casting.
Central, hey, you know what? Any central casting. Look at that guy, central casting.
At least a central casting. If I'm doing a movie, I pick you, General.
Central casting.
Very impressive.
Oh, you're central casting. Look at
this man's central casting. I watch him all the time. Central casting.
He's a real talent, a real guy, and he is central casting. Do we agree? Central casting.
The central casting, the red suspenders, handsome, beautiful, smart. You couldn't get better central casting.
He is great in every way. Any central casting. I mean, this is a man that was born for the position.
No, he was central casting like the perfect Supreme Court judge. These guys are central casting. There's nobody in Hollywood that looks like these people. And they're central casting. I've never seen a group of people like this. Everyone's in perfect shape.
My friend, central casting. I always call him central casting. Boy, is that central casting? That's safe.
Does he look like central casting?
These guys are central casting, like from a movie.
Like central casting. You can't cast anybody. You don't have anybody in Hollywood that looks like these guys.
And a great looking central casting. And we have great generals, a great central casting general.
Look at that.
Nicola, you
didn't
sound like
central casting.
He's like central casting for ownership of a hotel.
And everyone is central casting. Central casting. Glasses, head, boom.
I watch Judge Kavanaugh, who's central casting.
This guy's like central casting. You couldn't pick a better guy in Hollywood. There's no actor that could do it better.
You are so central casting. Great marks, great schools, the best everything, the best of everything. Your family, your wife, your children, you don't have a problem in the world, you are the greatest.
You talk central casting, these guys, you couldn't, I mean, it's incredible. They had a master sergeant that I could take him right now, bring him to Hollywood, make a military movie, and he's the star of the movie. That happened once before, you know, that did happen once before.
You have to ask, is he playing a role? Because I go back to this, he just looked too happy. Will this set a precedence for Noahide laws speaking against Israel? Lay the foundation, this illegal kidnapping of Maduro, part of the script. It's interesting times, my friends. And I blame the church. I blame the church. I'm working on a series, As the Days of Lot and Noah. That'll be my next VCast. But it really spawns into the Jezebel spirit in the church. Now, I know Megyn Kelly is not a preacher, but it's just getting strange, my friends. Megyn Kelly says she prayed to Charlie Kirk so many times to give her guidance since his death. That's necromancy. But do you remember how we played an AI message in a church of Charlie Kirk. I'm going to play a video at the end of how AI is penetrating church services. This primes the worship of the image of the beast. The church is dying and dead. This is the great falling away. You're living in prophetic times, my friends. And I talk to Christians all the time that don't follow my ministry. And they are so Fox News hoodwinked. The deception is so, so great. And it just reminds me of Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The deception is so great, my friends. It is so great. And I remember hearing a pastor, I remember he was from Kentucky, and he went viral. He had a dream about the Statue of Liberty being drowned, that men came in and destroyed the Constitution. It was a couple years ago. And what are we seeing now? We're seeing Trump's administration taking away the rules and regulation for biometric surveillance. We have Palantir under the guise of, hey, we got to stop the illegal invasion. It's all the Hegelian dialectic. Get your foundation right, my friends. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It looks like the enemy is winning with all the perversion, the wickedness. But there's good news. There's a separation. I'll cover that in the next VCast, As the Days of Noah and Lot. I'm going to call that cotton candy theater preaching. And I'm going to share some end of days good news. But I found this fascinating. This happened a while ago, but a replica of the Statue of Liberty in Brazil was blown down. The Lord will not be mocked. Wind takes down the Statue of Liberty. Great time to be alive, my friends. Separate yourself. Absolutely separate yourself. Be a light in the world. Hear from the Holy Ghost. Pray. Get in the Word of God. Repent. Get rid of your habitual sins. Because we're all fallen, my friends. Well, God bless you. And check out the next VCast, As the Days of Noah and Lot. Cotton Candy Theater preaching.
In the house of God, everyone is welcome with open arms, even robots. Like it or loathe it, ChatGPT is part of society and now part of the congregation. As Germany's churches experience a drop in numbers of pastors, this church in the Bavarian town of Fürth has the answer by using artificial intelligence. During service, this avatar preached to more than 300 people for Mass. But can we really commune with robots?
I was pleasantly surprised at how well it worked. But one thing I definitely missed, of course, was simply emotionality.
It was exciting, interesting, but for me, it was too monotonous. The avatar spoke too quickly. Sometimes you couldn't really think in your head during the service. It wasn't personal enough.
So, in this church, worshippers are no longer inspired by the words of a preacher. And while some may say this is sacrilegious, the theologian behind it insists this is the future of worship.
I would say 98% comes from the machine, generally speaking. And what we're going to see is an effort of us as human beings staying out of the church service.
The 40-minute service saw the bot writing the sermon, prayers, and even accompanying music. Intrigued and filled with anticipation, churchgoers queued for an hour to get front pew seats and find out just how it works.
I told the artificial intelligence, we are at the church congress, you are a preacher. And the motto is, now is the time. What would a church service look like? And then it spits out a rough framework first. And then you say, okay, now why don't you do this introduction? And then she writes this introduction. And that goes on and on. You end up with a pretty solid church service, I would say.
Whether you're a believer or not, the use of AI arguably brings services into the 21st century, allowing them to become more accessible and inclusive. But there's certainly no doubt it takes practice what you preach to a whole new level. Shadi Edwards-Stashley, TRT World.
How did you convince Hezbollah to buy this?
Well, obviously, they didn't know that they were buying it from Israel.
Who did they buy it from, or think they were buying it from?
We have an incredible array of possibilities of creating foreign companies that have no way being traced back to Israel. Shell companies over shell companies who affect the supply chain to our favor. We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers. We're the main actors. The world is our stage.